top of the sixth inning, and Meyer drove their designated hitter, Kurt Marthaler, set to bat. It's like Kurt will come to the plate, I believe. He was pinch run for when he got on base back in the fourth inning. So be Kurt, he's the number nine hitter, and then the top of the order, Tanner Klopach and Jordan Klopach, facing left-hander Brad Mergen. Brad Mergen's pitch, there's a strike right at the belt, 10-0-1. Balls, one strike. There's strike two and 0-2. Now, Brad hasn't pitched in a couple weeks, Don. Looks fresh. Looks fresh, absolutely. 0-2, the pitch high for a ball in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Mergen's pitch and chop ball at the plate by Marthaler. The count stays 1-2. Boy, Marthaler, Don, is hanging right over that plate.
Yes, he is, but
right on top of it.
I'd be a little leery about that with Brad throwing.
I don't know if it would be quite that cold.
No,
I mean, you look at it, he's less than a foot away from that plate. Marthaler laces a single down the third base line into the left field corner as he hobbles to first base. One base at a time for Kurt Marthaler, and he was pinch run for once already as he's, I don't know, it might be his back, actually, or trying to just stretch things out as he gets to first. So in this situation, too, Don, I mean, you're down 5-1, and you've got Kurt Marthaler on the base. He's probably a very good hitter, but it's kind of like one station at a time, John.
Oh, well, yes.
Tanner Klopach comes up to the plate.
Down by four, you don't really want to take any chances, you know, to take an extra base if you don't
exactly
make it.
Exactly. First pitch ball to Tanner, 1-0, and there's a strike called, 1-1. Hitters don't have much time to think with Brad Mergen on the mound. You got to make up your decision pretty quick if that ball is in the strike zone or not.
Oh.
like now. There's a strike on the inside corner in 1-2.
That is a tough pitch right there.
It handcuffs you, 1-2. And just inside the count, 2-2. You think Lynn Hemish back in the day threw as hard as Brad Mergen, Don? Pretty close.
Probably not quite. I bet you was
probably
too far off. But
there's a swing and a miss, a late swing by Tanner Klopach, and he's out on strikes. So one out. Coming on in relief, Brad Mergen. That's his third strikeout.
Lynn could bring it. And if you throw that curveball and he'd get you, he'd stand out there and he'd just kind of grin at you.
Lynn's probably laughing at us right now from up in heaven.
Trying
to bunt is Jordan Klopach and waves at it and misses strike one. 0-1 the count. Marthaler at first. And a foul ball by Klopach backing out of play.
He could pitch on a Sunday. And if it was a playoff game, he'd pitch on a Monday again.
Right on. 0-2 the count. Jordan Klopach pitches high from Brad Mergen. That just about dislocated Shane Campson's whole arm and shoulder. Another high five from Randy Shaneberg, the district commissioner for Randy Rothstein. Strike three called, and Klopach gets caught looking at home plate, two outs.
You guys ever make me feel bad
354,
here.
354, the official attendance.
Really? That was close.
Randy guessed 329, Don guessed 315. So, Randy wins. Boy, we were pretty close. Yeah, 354 tonight. That's a nice crowd.
Very nice.
Yep, at the plate, Drake, or actually make it Colton Meyer at the plate. The count 0-1. Colton swings and misses strike two. The ball's two strikes. Brad Mergen has the sign from Shane Campson. Marthaler, a short lead at first. Pitches low and inside a ball. Now one ball, two strikes. One ball, one strike. Mergen's pitch to Meyer. He'll follow it back and out of play. Now one and two.
Hey, Amanda Recount. You are you're kind of silent after all of that.
I demand a recount.
I mean, the only one you won, I kind of let you last night. I picked first, and then you undercut me. One ball, two strikes. Mergen's pitch inside, and two and two.
Well.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Colton Meyer, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes, and that will do it for Meyer Grove here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Five and a half, Lake Henry five, and Meyer Grove one. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute on KAFN. Final score tonight, the Minnesota Twins losing to the Texas Rangers 4-1. Here at Farming, it's 5-1 Lake Henry as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Weston Brinkman will lead it off for Lake Henry. Weston be followed by Shane Campson and Matt Quaid here in the sixth inning. State qualifier game tonight. Winner will notch their ticket for this year's state tournament in Green Isle, Hamburg, and Norwood.
In Norwood, yes.
Talked to a state board member probably a little over a month ago, maybe about 6 weeks ago, at the state girls softball tournament, and ran into David Hartman, one of the board members that day, and David said that instead of going to like an alternative third site, they're just going to give all these teams an equal amount of games and just play the tournament that way. So
there will be games.
There will be games at all three, yeah. As Weston Brinkman takes a call of strike three, and he is out on strikes. Colton Meyer gets a strikeout, his first strikeout since coming in relief of starter Jordan Willie. And leadoff hitter Shane Campson. Shane so far tonight, 1-for-2 with a walk. Run score, tries to put a bunt down, and bunt rolls foul. The count 0-1 to Shane.
Shane's a hustler, isn't he?
He plays it hard, that's for sure. The ball's one strike to Shane Campson. The pitch, Campson will follow this one. Back into the fan section here. Off over the third base dugout. The count 0-2 to Shane Campson. The ball's two strikes. Pitch by Colton Meyer outside, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Sports deck's pretty full over there down the first base side. Lots of people up there.
It's just missing outside to the left-handed hitting Campson, and the count now 2-2 to Shane. Batting in the bottom of the sixth inning, a 5-1 Lake Henry lead. Campson drives this one to straightaway center field. That is a long ways away. Making the catch out there is Anthony Welly. Anthony looks a long ways away now as he stands out there.
Yeah, you see him in front of that black batter's eye out there. And it's like,
he looks
whoa.
Kind of small. Yeah. So a long fly ball out for Shane Campson. And here's Matt Quaid at the plate. Quaid so far tonight, 1-for-1, it was hit by a pitch, double and scored a run, also walked. Colton Meyer's pitch, there is a bit of a breaking ball for a strike on one. Colton Meyer has that sign from Welly behind the plate, and Wade follows it at the plate. The count 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Five to one, Lakers here in the bottom of the sixth. Meyer kicks and delivers, and Quade a ground ball too short. Tough hop. That'll roll up the arm of Jaron Klopach, and you could tell, Don, that he kind of waited for it and played him.
He charges at a couple steps. He gets it on that hop before it gets him.
So an error on Klopach over at short.
You'd see that coming, couldn't you?
And Josh Campson steps up to the plate with two outs. They are throwing the baseballs back over here, Don.
You can see now where the footprints are. And the,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Look at that headlight coming in.
Here's a pitch to Josh Campson. There's a one-hop shot to second. That's Tanner Klopach up with it over to first. 4-3 on the putout of Josh Campson, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the sixth. No runs, no hits, one error, one left on base. Six in the books. It's Lake Henry 5 and Meyer Grove 1. More Region 15 seat baseball action coming up in a minute here on KASN. Top of the seventh inning at Schlaper Brothers Field. I'm Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if you're trying to pick us up tonight, 107.7 FM is a good option for you. If you're within maybe 25, 30 miles of our radio station, that 107.7 is a great option for you on the FM dial. 105.5 HD2. You can get Chasm on 105.5 HD2. You got an HD radio. It uses our 105.5 signal, so you can get Chasm on that as well. Of course, on our website, go to mychasm.com and click on our stream. You can also get us on TuneIn Radio. Leading off the 7-4 Meyer Grove, it's Andrew Welly. It's Brad Mergen on the mound. The draftee from Farming pitching for the Lakers here. The ball's two strikes to count, two. Welly, the pitch low and away. And one ball, two strikes.
Kind of a nice option to have Brad Mergen as a relief pitcher, isn't it?
It is. There's a strike call. Actually, it's 3-0, and there's a strike call, 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. There's a ground ball to short. It's going to come up wet for Quade. He'll pick it up and throw to first. And 6-3 on the putout. Andrew Welly retired. One out for the Grovers here in the seventh. And here's Drake Meyer up to the plate. Drake 0-for-3 tonight.
Left the ball in play. Well, it must not have been too bad.
5-1, Lake Henry leading here in the top of the seventh. Drake Meyer, first pitch from Brad Mergen, a ball 1-0. Mergen rocks and fires, and that pitch a little bit high again, and 2-0. Two outs, no strikes. And Meyer swings and fouls one back and out of play. The count 2-1. Last night, now Rosa defeated Regal, 3-2 score, a walk-off home run for Pat Ilias, bottom of the ninth inning last night. Today, it was Meyer Grove, this Meyer Grove team over Richmond, 3-2, as they scored a run in the top of the ninth inning to pick up the victory. Second game today, it was Lake Henry over New London Spicer, 10-3. Big game there for the Lakers, and St. Martin defeats Munich later on this afternoon, 3-0. Walking will be Drake Meyer as the pitch gets by Shane Campson here, ball 4. And so that'll bring Alex Welly to the plate. Alex Welly stepping up to the plate. 5-1, Lake Henry with the lead. One on, one out. Boy, Drake Meyer's got a big lead already. And Welly takes the ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Kick the pitch and throw over to first, and Meyer goes back safely. Brad Morgan ready on the mound. His pitch, and well, he drives this one to right center field. On his horse, Brinkman, he'll catch it in right center field. Wow, was that a shot by Welly.
Wow, hit that on the button, didn't he? Deep part of the park out by the scoreboard out there. And Brinkman's quick.
Really is. You know, Don, not having chase fly balls for maybe 10, 15 years, it's just hard to imagine running under a fly ball at that speed now at our age, isn't it? It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, he got there, I tell you.
Yeah, he did. Oh, man. There's a ground ball to third, and that plays Grant Ludwig. It bounces off his foot into left field, so an error by Ludwig over at third. Off the bat of Jaron Klopach. I don't know. I think that kind of surprised Grant.
I think it did, too.
The left-handed hitting Klopach, I don't think Grant was totally ready for that ball to come in at over at third.
Well, I tell you, you got to know this with Mervin pitching here right now. Another left-handed hitter up. You got to be ready over there.
With Mervin throwing so hard, you got to be ready in the press box here, Don.
Yeah, absolutely.
As the pitch comes to Anthony Welly, low for a ball, 1-0. Runners at first and second for the Grovers here in the inning. Anthony Welly, the plate. The pitch from Morgan a little bit low and away and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Brad Morgan kicks and delivers. And a swing and a miss by Anthony Welly. I think Morgan took something off that pitch.
A changeup, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of a changeup. 2-1.
2-1 the count. Getting both hands ready here.
As Welly chops this one, Bowley actually pulls it over to Doug Meyer at the first base coach box. And 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Shane Campson gets a couple dry baseballs. Two to count, two outs. Ready again on the mound is Morgan. Runners take their leads from first and second, and this one has popped up behind the plate. Shane Campson looking, can't find it. Brad Morgan coming in. It's going to drop over by the first base dugout. Shane Campson just trying to find it in the sky, and he just can't.
Looking up to the heavens.
I'd just like to have a mic on Shane and see what he told the umpire there. It's like he threw his hands up.
And it's like Brad coming straight in, and the ball was going over there. All of a sudden, he took a left turn.
Oh, yeah, he probably couldn't put it on the radio. That's right. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Anthony Welly bounces to short. Quade up with it. Throw to first. Wild throw. Get by Wirtz. One run is scored. And the Grovers make it 5-2. That ball just died in the infield, and I'm sure Quade had a rush to throw his wet baseball. Well, he is super fast. And here's designated hitter Kurt Marthaler. Second error of the inning for the Lakers. Coming across to score, Drake Meyer. Over to third goes Jaron Klopach. Anthony Welly on the wild throw to first, goes to second. Kurt Marthaler, a 2-for-3 night for the Grovers. Brad Mergen's pitch, low and inside, ball one. Mergen has the sign from Campson. Marthaler takes low for a ball and 2-0. Top of the order, Tanner Klopach on deck. 2-0 the count. Klopach leads from third, Welly from second. A pitch and a swing and a miss by Marthaler, strike one, 2-1. Had a good cut on that 2-0 pitch.
Yeah.
Base hit here is going to make this game very interesting.
5-2 right now. Lake Henry leading top of the seventh inning. Brad Mergen delivers, and Marthaler, ooh, he had a nice cut at that, fouled it to the backstop. That ball comes bouncing back. And the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mergen ready again. His pitch, a little bit high and outside, and the count full, 3-2. The count. Brad Mergen has the sign. And his pitch on the way again, high and outside, ball four, and he's loaded him up. Here in the seventh. The two walks in the inning, two errors in the inning. One run is scored for Meyer Grove. They've done this without a hit.
Yes, they did.
And Tanner Klopach to the plate. Tanner so far tonight, 2-for-4. Bats with the bases loaded here against Brad Mergen in the seventh. And Tanner takes a strike call to 0-1.
A lot of opening over there on the right side, isn't there?
Yeah. In Jason Campson playing him up the middle at second. And Klopach drives it to center field. This one is going to be caught by Quade back on the grass at short. Ball just kind of died off the bat, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove as their rally comes up short here in the seventh. They get one run and no hits. There were two errors and the bases left loaded. 6.5. It's Lake Henry 5, Meyer Grove 2. More baseball coming up after our station ID and this 1 minute timeout. Bottom of the seventh inning, Jason Campson will lead it up for Lake Henry. It'll be Campson, Aaron Sabelko, and Grant Ludwig facing right-hander Colton Meyer. 5-2 our score. Lake Henry with a 3-run lead. Campson at the plate. The count, 1-1. Jason saying, hey, it hit me in the elbow. Didn't get the call from the umpire, and now it's 2-1. Ball's in the strike. Here's Campson. He bloops it over to second. Coming in, and Tanner Klopach will make the catch for the out.
Decisive over there. Who was going to take that one?
So one out in the seventh for the Lakers. Aaron Sabelka to the plate. He's 1-for-3 tonight. And Aaron takes high for ball 1-0. Kimball has qualified for the state tournament. They beat Melroy tonight 6-3. The Express headed to the state tournament. So we'll see them down there this year. Also, Luxembourg beat St. Nicholas tonight 8-1 in Region 11C. Thank you for those score updates. Did not get a score in that Watkins-Raymond game. That's actually happening tomorrow. That's why I didn't get a score on it. Here's a fly ball to right field by Sabalco, and he is out.
Well, maybe you can predict.
Two outs. Here in the seventh inning for the Lakers. And to the plate, Grant Ludwig. Grant, so far tonight, 1-for-3. As Colton Meyer delivers high for a ball. And 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Myers pitch inside and 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Ryan Wirtz on deck for Lake Henry. It's a little bit low and 3-0. We'll do it tomorrow again. More baseball over at New Munich starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Another state qualifier game. He pitches inside to Grant Ludwig, and he'll take a four-pitch walk. Bring Ryan Wirtz to the plate with two outs. The El Rosa and St. Martin game tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And a couple elimination games at 1:30 and 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Reedland, New Munich at 1:30, and Richmond and New London Spicer at 4 o'clock.
Wirtz takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Some activity right now in the Meyer Grove bullpen. Continuing to warm up over there as Colton Meyer delivers inside to Ryan Wirtz and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Meyer kicks in, delivers. That's low and inside, and 3-0. So I think that's like seven straight pitches, seven balls in a row.
Struggling here a little bit on the mound. And I don't think they're going to leave him go too long.
Three balls, no strikes to Wirtz. And there's a strike called, and 3-1. You know, Ryan would like to put a nice swing on that baseball like he did earlier today, I'm sure. Seems like a long time ago already. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Wirtz. Strike two. Region 1C action today. St. Joe beat Mora 5-4 in 10 innings. Clear Lake leads Hinckley right now 9-1 with Hinckley batting in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Wirtz will walk here and put runners at first and second, sending Adam Miller to the plate. Looks like Keith Leeser might make a switch. They're going to get a pinch runner for Ryan Wirtz over at first.
That'll be Nick Ryman.
Nick Ryman will run for Ryan Wirtz. And Doug Meyer out of the Meyer Grove dugout to have a word with his pitcher, Colton Meyer. Two on, two out. Colton Meyer has taken all the advice from his teammates and coaches and trying to process it and get the final out here in the seventh.
It looks like Ben Klopop is the one that's warming up out there.
Number five?
The four, I believe. Huh?
Four. Ready on the mound, Colton Meyer. He delivers low to Adam Miller, ball one.
Oh, a lot of arm right now, Colton Meyer.
Yeah, he is. Looks like he's just not totally loose.
No, looks like he's tired.
Although Colton came in relief of Jordan Welly back in the fifth inning.
Yes, he did.
Was able to get the final two outs, pitched a sixth inning with just an air behind him. Ball gets away from Welly. That's going to roll to the backstop. And now the Lakers with runners at second and third and two outs. Well, he maybe could have stopped that. That just might be a bad ball. It is number four down the right field line, Don.
Mm-hmm. That is Ben Klopak. He's been warming up a while already, hasn't he?
He has. Altenmeyer now will work from the windup. 2-0 the count to Adam Miller, and the pitch is high and 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. And pitch is low, ball 4, and that's a 4-pitch walk to Adam Miller. And Doug Meyer pops out of the dugout. He is going to make the pitching change here. He makes his way to the mound. And so with the pitching change here at Schlaefer Brothers Field, we'll take a timeout on KASM. We're back in a minute. All right, Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. We're at about 13 minutes after 10 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Taking a look at weather real quickly for you. See outside right now, we have 63 degrees here in Farming. 63, the humidity at 89%. We got the dew point right there at about 60. The winds are calm right now. And just looking out to the west, there is some rain up in the Fargo area right now. And just crossing the Minnesota border, too. So maybe a little rain up out to the west of us. Don, we got a pitching change.
Yes, we do. Ben Klopach will come in to pitch now and bring Drake Meyer back to first base, and Colt Meyer will go back to right field where he started this game.
And at the plate, it's Weston Brinkman.
Like Colton's kind of holding his arm out there in right field. He probably was starting in the bother a little bit.
Pitch one is a strike to Brinkman. There's ball low and one ball, one strike. Ben Klopach, right-handed hitter. Kicks and delivers, and Brinkman laid on that swing in 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Brinkman takes low and away, ball 2-2-2. Top of the order, and Shane Campson waiting to hit. Two balls, two strikes, and Brinkman swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and the Lakers lead the bases loaded in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, three left on. After 7, Lake Henry 5, and Meyer drove 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM. I don't know how you do it, Don Heinen.
What am I doing?
But you do it. You made it. Another day of baseball with here on KASM. I don't know how we did 5 games last year. That was a lot of baseball.
We looked like 2 zombies at about 10 o'clock that Saturday night.
I think it was even later when we got done.
Oh, absolutely. I think I got home at midnight, I think. And that fifth game, we kind of looked at each other, and we just kind of, well, whoa.
Yeah.
This is a lot of stuff.
Leading off the eighth inning for the Meyer Grove Grovers is number 2 hitter Jordan Klopach, and he pops up over to Ryan Wirtz at first and one down. Here comes Colton Meyer to the plate.
It's pretty easy for me to sit here and listen to you and chirp once in a while and take a few insults from you.
That's right. That's right. There's Colton Meyer taking a strike on the inside corner at 0-1.
So all's good.
Well, that's good. That's good. Meyer takes outside a ball, 1-1. 5 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry. 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Brad Mergen delivers. High for a ball and 2-1. Don, we were talking about all the base runners left on base for Meyer Grove so far. What is it, 13?
Yes, there is.
They have left 13 men on base. Followed back and out of play by Colton Meyer.
McHenry's left 10 on so far. It's a long game, isn't it?
Yeah, the game before us, I mean, Meyer Grove are at New Munich and St. Martin. Both teams left 13 on, right? So, it's a lot of base runners. Here's Meyer taking a call, strike 3, and he's out on strike.
A beautiful pitch. Right down Broadway.
Mergen hits the knees on Colton Meyer, and that'll bring cleanup hitter Andrew Welly to the plate. Andrew has walked 3 times tonight and grounded to short. 0-for-1 on the evening. Brad Mergen delivers, and Welly will foul this one back and out of play. The ball's one strike. Mergen kicks and delivers, and Welly takes outside and high. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Strike on the inside corner to Andrew Welly, says the home plate umpire, and 1-2.
Keeps putting it there. I don't think he's going to touch it.
It's a little bit inside to Welly, and 2-2 as Mergen wants to work quick here in the eighth. Two outs, no one on for Meyer Grove. Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and just inside. And the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mergen's pitch inside, ball four. Andrew Welly has walked four times tonight.
Wow. Doesn't hurt your batting average, does it?
No, not really. Well, 0 for 1 does. Unfortunately for Andrew, but his on-base percentage is good. There we go. Yeah. Here's Drake Meyer. He'll take a strike call, 0-1 to Drake. Meyer looks down to Kurt Meyer over at third. Steps back into the batter's box. And the pitch outside, a ball, and 1-1. Drake Meyer, he was the first man to bat against Brad Mergen when Brad came on in relief back in the fifth inning, and Mergen was really gassing it up there. There's a fastball from Brad Mergen, and swing and a miss by Drake Meyer. Strike two, 1-2.
Pitches to Drake Meyer when he first came in, they were cruising.
They were cruising, is right. 1-2 the count. And Meyer swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Grovers. Here in the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 7.5. It's Lake Henry 5 and Meyer Grove 2 baseball. More coming up in a minute here on KASN. Shane Kamson will step up to the plate. Leadoff hitter for the Lakers. And he'll lead off the eighth inning against Ben Klopach. Shane so far tonight, 1-for-3 in the ball game, and the first pitch from Ben Klopach is a ball, 1-0. Klopach delivers low for ball 2-0. Been 12 walks combined in this ball game. There's a strike called, and 2-1. One hit by pitch, and it was Quade back in the first inning.
That's a lot of free base runners in the game.
Yeah. Pitches outside to Shane Kamson, and 3-1. 5-2, Lake Henry leading, and inside ball 4 and make it 13 walks. Shane Kamson has walked a couple times, and now Matt Quade to the plate. Matt so far tonight, 1-for-2. He's been on base all four times tonight with a double and a run scored. Hit by a pitch, reached on an air, walked. And Ben Klopach kicks and delivers, and Quade rips this one off the third base bag. That is a fair ball into the left field corner. And Shane Kamson will pull up at second base, and Quade now 2-for-3 on the night. Kamson will pull into second base, and now Josh Kamson picks up a bat. He's ready to hit. Nobody out. Nobody out in the eighth. McHenry looking for a little insurance here in the eighth inning. Leading 5-2. Ben Klopach on the mound delivers, and Kamson wants to put a bunt down. And I don't know if he was out of the batter's box when he
sure looked like it.
When he bunted that, Josh Kamson looking down again to Tom Ludwig. Two on, nobody out. One strike to Josh Kamson, Klopak pitch. Kamson takes low for a ball at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Klopak delivers. There's strike two called to Josh Kamson in 1-2.
Josh is shaking his head. I can't hit that out there.
One ball, two strikes. The runner's their lead, and the pitch bouncing in the dirt. And pass the catcher, Welly. That's going to move the runners up to second and third for Lake Henry. Alex Welly just had it roll off his mitt to the side of him, and Shane Kamson took off. Well, Quaid followed suit, going to second. Now they're in scoring position. The count 2-2 to Josh Kamson. They kick the pitch. Ooh, and that's going to hit Kamson right in the elbow. And he'll go to first.
He gets somebody to holler. Don't rub it.
Oh, but it hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah. Don't wish that on anybody.
And no, I don't.
Doug Meyer out to have a word with his pitcher, Ben Klopak, with the bases loaded. Doug wants to at least have an opportunity to maybe give his team a shot in the ninth inning, Don. But the base is loaded here with
nobody out. Brian Klopak's going to go loosen up. Should almost be loose. He was loosening Ben Klopak up for how long? Shouldn't take him long.
Jordan Welly, the draftee from Spring Hill, he's the catcher, warming him up.
There ain't just a lot of options on the Meyer Grove bench.
Here's Jason Kamson up at the plate. And Jason drills it foul down the third baseline and 0-1. Baseball looking pretty black, that one.
Yes, it is.
And Klopak will get another baseball. Oops, sorry, Don, I hooked your mic cord.
Careful, man.
Oh, on the count. And Klopak's pitch to Kamson is outside. A ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Infield in on the grass. Pitch is low and inside and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Klopak's pitch, and this one's popped up in foul territory. Drake Meyer in foul ground over by the coach box at first makes the catch for the out. So one out here in the inning. Bring Aaron Savelko to the plate. Base is still loaded for Lake Henry.
It's a big out.
It is.
You bet it is.
Aaron Savelko so far tonight. 1-for-4. And the pitch low and inside, and the count at 1-0 to Savelko. Here's Savelko, ground ball to first. Drake Meyer comes home. They get the force at the plate. And that's the only out they'll get. Two outs here. And Shane Kamson is retired at home. 3-2 on the put out.
Well, they're still limiting the damage here with the bases loaded with nobody out. Now this base is loaded with two outs.
Over to third goes Matt Quaid, to second Josh Kamson, and over at first Aaron Savelko as Grant Ludwig comes to the plate. Grant so far tonight 1-for-3 with a walk. First pitch the ball to Grant, 1-0. Ben Klopak trying to work out of this jam. Ludwig will follow it back and out of play.
Kids are still going.
They are still going.
Oh,
at 10:30 at night.
They are.
little like ever-ready bunnies. They are charged. One ball, one strike. Ryan Wirtz on deck for the Lakers. Then Klopach kicks in, delivers, and Ludwig, a shot back to Klopach on the mound. He'll knock it down with his body and flips it over to first underhand. Gets out of the jam here in the eighth inning for the Lakers. No runs, one hit, no errors. The base is left loaded. We have played eight innings. It's Lake Henry 5 and Meyer Grove 2. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute here on KASN. To the top of the ninth, and the draftee from Farming, Brad Mergen, is going to try to close the door here on the Meyer Grove Grovers. Brad came on in the fifth inning with nobody out. Was able to get the side out as the first two men were walked in the fifth inning, and that was a big part in this game right now, Don. If you look back at that fifth inning, it was 2-1 at that point, and Meyer Grove was threatening.
Yes, they were.
Mergen has really shut the door on Meyer Grove since then, giving up just one hit in his four innings of work so far as he enters the ninth, his fifth inning.
Kids just got that fence down there.
At the plate, it's Alex Welly, the catcher, and Alex takes the first pitch, follows it off, 0-1, and now the pitch from Mergen, low and inside, and the count, one ball, one strike. Mergen's pitch, this one popped up in the infield. Campson, the catcher, sees this now. He just about trips on the bat and dives for the baseball. Can't come up with it, and that's one maybe Ryan Wirtz at first should have taken.
So true.
But Shane was bound and determined to prove that he could catch a ball tonight. And that I had seen this one. a short strike.
Ryan just turned around. Had a big grin on his face.
One ball, two strikes. Okay, you want to catch this? Go ahead. 5-2 in the ninth. Lake Henry leading Meyer Grove. Alex Welly's had a good night. 2-for-4. Double, run scored. And he drills it to left field. And now 3-for-5. And it bounces away from Sabalco. And rolling it to second base. The base is Welly.
Well, how often does that happen today?
That one on the wet ground kind of bounced sideways on Sabalco.
I didn't see this today.
And they're going to give him an error for it because he did get a glove on it.
Okay. So have you seen as much of this happen like all day today? You know, you miss a pop-up a couple times where it's been a miscue. Miscue and the next guy or the same guy will get that base hit.
Exactly. So Alex Welly on its second. Here comes the Jaren Klopach to the plate. The first pitch to Jaren, a ball 1-0. Brad Mergen works from the stretch. A left-hander delivers, and Jaren follows this one at the plate. A count, one ball, one strike. One and one to Jaren Klopach. Brad Mergen, again, looks down to Campson, 1-1. It's a little bit high, and 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike. Mergen's pitch, there's a strike on the corner, and 2-2. Balls, two strikes, top of the ninth inning, 5-2 Lake Henry. Meyer Grove trying to rally back, down 3. Runner at second. The pitch to Jaren Klopach is up high in the count, full 3-2.
Brad's throwing a lot of pitches tonight since he's come in the fifth inning.
You bet he has. It's walked 4, and Klopach swings at a ball. Bounces it to second, up with it. Over at second is Jason Campson, and the throw to first and coming home. Shane Campson had gone to back up first base and and just about Alex Welly just about had a free base at home, and the Lakers finally realizing it.
Sampson is about spent back there. Jaren Klopach retired 4-3, but it was a close play at first.
Jaren hustling down the line, one out. Over to third goes Alex Welly on that play. And here's Anthony Welly.
Pitch to Anthony. He'll follow it to the backstop and 0-1. Right now, Brad, all he has to do is concentrate on that hitter. That runner at third base doesn't really mean anything. He could actually go back in the windup if he'd want to.
0-1 the count. Mergen delivers. Here's a bunt by Welly. He tries to push it down the third baseline, and it goes foul, and now it's 0-2. Anthony Welly so far tonight, 0-3. He's got a sacrifice bunt. Oh, and 2 the count to Welly. Ready on the mound. There's Mergen's pitch and a swing and a miss. Welly out on strike. And the Lakers one out away from punching a ticket to the state tournament. Bring designated hitter Kurt Marthaler to the plate. Kurt 2-for-3 tonight with a walk. Mergen delivers, and Marthaler loops it to right field. Josh Campson over, makes the catch for the out. That is the final out of the game. A drive to right center field. And the Lakers are going to the state tournament as they come in tonight and beat Meyer Grove by a score of 5-2. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left on base. Your final score again. It was Lake Henry 5, Meyer Grove 2. You've been listening to Region 15C Baseball Action here on KASM. We'll take a 1-minute timeout.